AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, to discuss past, present, and future politics, hodgepodge, daily life, nightlife, midlife crisis, menopause, all of it. Speaking of menopause, hiya, Bobby.
Did you hear me? I'm like, oh, menopause. I wish people actually talked about it more. We'd be more prepared for it. Everything flashing and drying up, and you have no idea what's going on.
And that was just this morning. That is my co-host, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bobby Clifford, Miss Toots, Miss Icon. Thank you to our fabulous producer, Mr. Aaron Howard. We appreciate you. And we're going to get into what is happening. So let's talk about what happened last week. This weekend, they had the Oscars on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Kimmel was the host. This was his fourth time hosting. I thought that he did an incredible job. He kept it moving. He was light. He didn't really push the envelope. He looked good. And here was my thing, Bobby. I really enjoyed the Oscars because everybody who came out to present, the former actors or producers, everyone was so witty. You got a chance to see their real personalities outside of them playing a character or acting. And I thought everybody was so much fun with their presentations. And some people were couples that we didn't even know we needed because some of those people were really funny together. Overall, it was great. Congratulations to the winners. The black girl that won, her name is Divine something. Her speech was very tear-jerking. She was really shocked that she won. I love when they really are shocked that they won. You know, sometimes it looked like, oh, I knew I was going to win. But I love when they were shocked. Robert Downey Jr., who I think is very talented but is an asshole, went up there and said exactly what we wanted to say, which was funny. Overall, it was a great award show. Not one gown blew me out the water, but there was some really nice gowns, but there was no one standout for me. Nothing just said, oh my God, that's it. Not for me.
Oh, poor Emma Stone's blew her back out. Forget blew you out of the water. The poor thing had to go up. She also, I think, was shocked because she had nothing prepared. Even like she didn't even, it was like she couldn't pull it together. And she had to say, please don't stare at my back as I walked away.
That's what made her speech really endearing because she pointed out the obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Jimmy looked very dapper. I loved that gold jacket that they had him in the end. I mean, it wasn't something that I would see him in. I think he's a great host, and I'm sorry, I like a host at the award shows. You know, I know some of them have done it without. It makes all the difference because it keeps it moving. I loved John Cena. I thought that was hysterical with him coming out. I enjoyed it. For what I said, because I was flipping back and forth, I really did enjoy it.
That is how I know it entertained me, because I never changed the channel. Usually I would change on the commercials or something. And with the John Cena thing, John Cena was a little too old to try to pull that off. He missed that by about 20 years.
I didn't mind looking.
Listen, them thighs and them legs was not attractive. They wasn't bad looking, but they looked like tree stumps. I remember when he used to wrestle and they looked like, ooh, water moccasin. Ooh.
I know. The muscles get a little different as you get older, but I appreciated it. And I thought he's got some great comedic chops. He's not afraid to make fun of himself. So I actually really enjoyed that too. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty. I agree with you with the gowns. I feel like, and maybe it's supposed to be, I like the couture of the gown. Sometimes when they are, they're like an art installation. I don't know how these girls are sitting in them, but there wasn't a whole lot of that this time, but there was nothing that really rocked my socks off either. But everybody looked great. There wasn't anybody that I hated either, you know, on the extreme.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody I hate. I even enjoyed I Am Ken in the pink suit.
Oh, yes. That was hysterical. I thought he pulled that off.
Yeah. I love the homage to Marilyn Monroe, Diamonds Are the Girls.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Me too. I really enjoyed it. I thought he did a great job. I thought he was pretty funny. And the pants looked like they were tiny when Jimmy Kimmel had them over his shoulder. I'm like, I couldn't get my thigh into the waistband. That Ryan Gosling is a little guy. Trim. God bless him.
He better be big somewhere. Wait a minute. Hold on. He's big in Hollywood. Ooh.
I think so too. And I think Eva Mendes is always smiling, so he's got to be doing something all right. Bless his little heart.
What else are we going to talk about? Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, I will be in Pittsburgh at the Andrew Carnegie Hall Theater. I think it's called something like that. And then March 29th and the 30th, I will be in Chicago at the Laugh Factory. And then next month, on the 26th and 27th of April, I will be in Killeen, Texas at Twice as Funny Comedy Club. I had to get that in because I'm going to forget it. And we got a big surprise coming up for you guys next month, but we ain't going to tell y'all till next month.
Yeah, shh. Got to build the drama. I hope when you go to Killeen, you're going to wear your cowboy hat, a cowgirl hat.
Oh, I'm going to be a cow something. I don't know if it's going to be a boy something. Or a girl, but I'm damn sure going to be a cow. If I don't lose about 17 pounds, good God.
Oh, give me a break. Well, when I saw you in February, you were as trim as can be, so shut up.
Between February and now, things have moved.
Yeah, well, they move on me. I told you, I got to stand on my head and have everything shift down to where it goes. A couple times a day, just do a headstand.
We lost a couple of people this week, Bobby.
We did. We lost Eric Cameron. He was the former leader of the Raspberries. He sang All By Myself. I loved that song. And Hungry Eyes. He died at 74. And then Flame, Steve Lawrence. I know Edie died a few years ago, but Steve Lawrence passed.
He always looked like he had golf balls in his jaws, but I always thought that he was funny.
I thought he was the, especially of the time, like the consummate entertainer. Like if he was not of the 20s, he probably would have been a vaudeville guy, right? Like he could do a little everything, a little dance, a little song, a little hosting. I enjoyed him. It was sad to see them releasing so many of the greats, Flame.
We're getting old, Bobby. They're getting old. Everybody getting old.
I know, I can't stand it. It makes me think of my aunt. My father used to say, "You're next up." So, speaking of next up or someone that passed, and not in the same way, that Robert Card, the Lewiston, Maine mass shooter. I don't know if you saw, his family actually donated his brain, and he did. He had traumatic brain injury, and he had CTE. So I know, I'm hoping that someone from the military, because he was involved in some sort of blast. I think he did education. I hope to God they don't just have these guys wear those little things in their ears. They maybe pull them out after they've done so many trainings, because that was pretty sad that a lot of people lost their life. He probably had people voices in his ear and everything else. Pretty sad stuff.
So they didn't know he had CTE and brain damage before he died? They didn't? They didn't.
No. Mm-mm. CTE, you only know upon death, right? So that's, we're seeing a lot of the football players be looked at for that. It's, you have to cut into the brain, I believe, in order to have it done. So you can't do that when you're alive. It's so how did we get here? So I hope like the people don't die in vain, and we change either our operations or something, around what he was doing in the military. But and I don't know if that was just it. He could have had a lot of car accidents or whatever, or he could have been an athlete and had his head hit. I really don't know that much about him, unfortunately.
I guess studying his brain will help for future people who have CTE.
Exactly.
But if you don't find out that you have CTE until after you're dead, or you cut into the brain, then you know what I mean?
Well, maybe there are some signs, though, Flame. Like maybe there were a lot of red warnings. You know, they were showing us little clips of when the MPs were going into his room. Now, I don't think they gave us any sound of what he was saying, but they told us, you know, he was saying inappropriate things. Maybe there's a pattern to what they're saying. Maybe like schizophrenia, they're talking about somebody telling them something in their ear. Some sort of flag maybe they'll come up with to know, okay, he's all done. we're not going to send him back out.
I wonder, can they tell if the CTE is orange? I want y'all to kiss that.
Right? I think in order for that to be true, you'd have to do some sort of work, right? And some sort of physical work. And we know that color hasn't done nothing. They have bone spurs. That's just true. I'm not even being mean. You know, that's so I don't think, yeah. I think there are other things.
Where are we going?
So we're going something that I hate talking about because I'm going to have to do a little bit of it coming up because somebody's got a showcase in May, but I'm going to have to get on a plane. Plane safety, not so much. They just had a 19-year-old student pilot was on Alaska Airlines three times, tried to get into the cockpit. When they pulled him aside and asked him what was going on, he said, "Well, I'm testing you all." Really? I don't need a 19-year-old to test. Yeah, that was something that just came up today. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I would sit here, test this parachute.
Honest to God, I would have said, test this fist. I would have sat on the son of a bitch, stick him in my seat and bounce on him a few times, crack him in half.
That is one of the most scariest parts of flying right now, traveling.
Right.
Because you never know who you're on the plane with. And I think we never worried about it before because people just know how to conduct themselves. You know, when you're in a certain scenario or a certain situation, you act accordingly. But since all the rules seem to be have went out the window with some of the damn windows on the plane and the doors, now people just get on there and act a donkey for no reason. And I mean, Bobby, they get on there and act, they're rude, they're loud. It's almost like they're instigating something so something can transpire. Like they're trying to become famous. But
that's not the way to do it. I mean, do something good. Do good works. That would be nice. But we don't need that. We have all sorts of airline. Boeing, they have all sorts of problems. We had the Alaska airline with the plug come out. They're actually saying now that there were warning lights. That specific plane was supposed to be taken out of operation the day that it went up, and it didn't.
American Airlines, the wheel just fell off.
Right. That's what I just, exactly. Somebody went from, what was the airline? It went from Australia to New Zealand, I believe. And that kind of did a nosedive because instrument control was lost. That was just like yesterday or the day before. So we have enough problems with the equipment, which is supposed to be being inspected. We don't need some horse's ass to get up and decide he's going to be, you know, the king of the day. The air marshal. No, thank you. You get back in your seat.
Sadly, Bobby Clifford, I believe that this is the poor quality control that they have on machinery now. And it has been bad. Well, the pandemic exposed it, but I think it's been bad since about 2015, what they were saying statistically, that people don't take pride in the machinery that they produce anymore. Because there used to be a pride on that assembly line. It's gone. As they say, as you always say, they threw the baby out with the bathwater. They threw the pride out with the bathwater.
But it's the truth. It just didn't work. We talk about it with customer service. We talk about it quite often on this podcast. How, especially, I feel like it's, I hate saying this because we'll probably, our young people will hate me, but I feel like it's like the younger people. Whenever I have anybody that's our age or a little bit older, there's a pride in, like, my name is attached to bagging those groceries and I'm going to do the best job that I possibly can because it's me. And I don't feel like we're getting that right now, but they've got to pick it up. There's enough crazy stuff that can happen. Like last week, there was an engine for United Airlines that sucked up some bubble wrap and they lost one of their engines. There's enough accident stuff that can happen. We don't need this stuff that can be prevented at all. Did you see that the whistleblower for Boeing, he had turned in a bunch of information that he shot himself?
Ooh.
Yeah, God knows. But so that's that on safety. Today, the House passed a bill that's going to ban TikTok. So what's going to happen is they're giving them 6 months to sell to an American company because they feel that too much of our personal information is at risk and could be manipulated by the Chinese, by the government. So we'll see what actually happens there.
All of that while Biden is in office, all of this looks so suspicious.
Right.
Because of the way they've been doing so many different things. And I granted, there may be secrets being leaked through TikTok. I'm not even doubting that. But it's just all the timing of it all. It's all timely. Like, they're really out to just really discredit President Biden as much as they can.
I know it's crazy. And Aaron was mentioning to us, you know, Biden is desperately trying to get that youthful vote. And I hope to God that doesn't impact this, you know, that the young people actually realize it's the government as a whole. Actually, it was Trump that took out his horn and was tooting the horn on this one. And now all of a sudden he's because, you know, ooh, look, China and they've got money. He's sort of backpedaling. That's what it appears. You know, I heard one Democratic rep that was on CNN earlier today that they thought would vote for it, and he didn't. And he said, well, I just feel like the American people are smart enough to know if they're being manipulated. So I don't think that the government needs to actually step in and do this type of protection. But he was voted out. So
I want to say that I disagree with him because that last election, he got 76 million votes. So I don't know how smart the American people are.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Did you see that Haiti's prime minister stepped down?
Yeah, they got a lot of violence happening.
Awful. For the past couple of months, I think we might have talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that they said the gangs are taking over the capital. So I don't know if this is a good thing actually for Haiti, because I know that their elections have been a little spotty about who's actually getting in versus who should be getting in. So I don't know if the gangs are, they have somebody else that they want to put in. I'm hoping it's going to be good for the people. We'll see. Fingers and toes crossed.
The government is being taken over by the gang. Ooh, that sounds so familiar. January 6th? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. Can you? I said, geez, not a good day for presidents. The former president of Honduras was just found guilty of drug trafficking, by an American jury. He was tried in Manhattan. I guess he was conspiring with some of the cartels to move cocaine into the U.S.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was supposed to be that the presidents were the best of the best. And it seems like, oh my God, not so much. I also saw that I thought was a little bit interesting is the Don't Say Gay legislature was modified a little bit Now they're saying they moved it around and they're saying that student teachers can discuss it in the classroom, but it can't be a formal part of a lesson. So that's a little bit, I'm still not pleased with any of it, but it's a little bit of movement. I really panicked for those kids. If they have questions and they want to speak to somebody, who would they speak to if they can't even talk about that and with their friends or, you know, with an adult that they trust?
Yeah.
That's where they should be. They should be talking about it at home, but some kids don't feel like that's a safe space.
Well, it's not always, Bobby. And personally, for me, that story has a lot of different meanings because when I was in high school, I had a counselor. Her name was Mrs. Williams. She used to give me bus tokens, and she would listen to me. And when she never passed judgment, she never made the frowned up faces when I told her how I was feeling internally, if I liked a boy or if I liked a girl, whatever.
Yeah.
I always felt safe to talk with her because there was no judgment. But now we're looking back on how it is now. What if I didn't have Miss Williams when I was in high school, you know, because I had nobody else to talk to?
Exactly. That's sort of my point. So at least by them, I have to be honest, I don't know if anybody would sit down and have it as a formal lesson unless it was a health teacher. I mean, it's sort of not a topic that you talk about. You know, I can't imagine in history they're talking about sexuality or in math. So I don't know. I hope it's some sort of movement. I hope it eradicates completely. I mean, because I'm sick of the book burning and all that jazz. But speaking about president, or I don't even know what he is, El Duce, Russia has their election set for Friday. And Vladimir Putin is widely expected to win. Shocker.
Because I don't even want to speak on that, but the rumor has it that if you don't vote his way, you don't vote no more.
I mean, Navalny's chief of staff was just attacked outside his home with a hammer. He's like beat to the bejesus. I wonder who did that. Yeah. And so you're exactly right. That'll be the least of it. I mean, that's why the U.S. is the greatest country. Even with our problems, we're not worrying about who we have to, what will actually happen to us if we don't vote. Netanyahu, I don't think he's getting quite the support. They talked about Biden having a hot mic about saying he was going to have a come to Jesus with him. Do you really think it was hot flame? Or do you think Biden put that out so that Netanyahu knows he's coming?
With the times that we live in, it was a hot mic.
All right. Well, Biden is really, he's always going to support, and we should. I mean, they're our allies, but the way Netanyahu's going through this, because presidents can be wrong, as we know, he's got to do something to build up the humanitarian aid or make it easier for us to get it to, you know, to the citizens in Gaza. You know, the Palestinians, they're starving. They're, you know, they're heading towards a famine, so they got to do something. But that's all we'll say about that. And God bless the innocents. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, where are we going?
Oh, so I was going to say, the Biden administration just put out a new, weapons package. We're $300 million for Ukraine. Not nearly enough. It's, you know, it's tiny. But it was something that he could kind of pull over the line. I don't know what what Congress is going to do, but they got to get some sort of money out to those people. Cause now Putin's talking about on their very regulated, media that he is not, anti-nuclear war. If the Americans go and send troops, which we have no intention. He's just putting that out for his people in case he pushes a button, I'm sure, because the war isn't quite going the way that he thought it was going to go, unfortunately, or fortunately.
I hate that word. I hate that word nuke, because if one country nukes, oh my God, everybody's going to nuke.
It's it. It's that's the word. So, but you have a nut like this. Please. These megalomaniacs some not so great news is that prices are up by 3.2%. It's not a lot, but it's sort of flattening inflation, and we were really looking for it to go down. So let's hope the next quarter brings a little something else, or at least the next month brings a little something else. And we had the second Super Tuesday. So we know that Biden and Trump, they clinched their parties. And I think until they actually, we have the conventions, I don't think they actually make it official, but they both got the delegates that they needed. So now it's going to be really going into primary. And, you know, after the State of the Union, which was, I thought, magnanimous in comparison to what they were touting. Trump has not been happy. He's picked on everything he said.
Ladies and gentlemen, we did a recap on the State of the Union.
Yes, we did.
So if you haven't heard it, you can go back and listen to it, because we were very proud of our president, President Biden. We thought that he did a great job. No gibberish, no words running into each other. He stumbled a little, but he talked for an hour. If you talk for an hour, you're going to stumble your words.
Oh, please. So, I might make stuff up and just stick it in there. Oh, you know what I saw today? I actually saw, because they were recapping on The View. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it. They were, her was brought up with the committee for the document committee. And you know how he said that he couldn't possibly charge him because he was, he would have come off like an elderly man, blah, blah, blah. Did you see the, one of the things he said to Tim, her said to Biden, was that he had a photographic understanding in recall of the House. But they called him on it. Reps, Swedell called him on it and said, but isn't that funny? It never wound up in your report, did it? So photographic man, that's not a doddering fool.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, he mentioned his son's death date immediately. I don't think he said the year, but he said the day and the month.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was May the 13th or the 30th, I believe.
The 30th. That's exactly right. So it was interesting to see him break it down.
Anything to paint President Biden in a bad light is what they're after. So
yeah, and he kept saying he wasn't doing it. You know, he wasn't. There was no politics. And Adam Schiff said, but they were. The minute you started discussing what his mental state was, you know, it's either you have enough to prosecute or you don't. Anything else didn't need to be put in. That's pure politics, and I agree with that. I know that on the View that Alyssa was saying that. They were, the GOP was really leaning on him strong to make other stuff up. Well, just because he's not a complete jackass doesn't make him, you know, a great guy. So he could have left it all out, but he didn't. I'm looking to see. We talked about during the recap that Katie Britt thing too, and her response to the sex trafficking, that it was actually under Bush. what we didn't talk about was, did you like, Scarlett Johansson's depiction of her, on Saturday Night Live?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't? I thought it was great. You know, it was funny. She didn't go overboard. The one thing I thought, I haven't not followed Katie Britt. I don't know if you do, Flame. I saw her in a couple of interviews, and of course she's been done wrong and, you know, all this stuff. She's a breathy speaker. Like, I thought that was all a big fat act, you know, when she was doing the rebuttal. No, it's sort of how she talks, or it's how she's talking now. So I thought, well, that's a little odd. I don't know how she gives a speech with all that.
Well, I don't care that she was breathy. She was ridiculous. She came off wrong. She came off like Sybil. She came off trying to be sweet and apple pie and American and enduring. And then she kept turning aggressive like a gangster and a bully. It was phony and it was fake. And I don't care. And I'm loving it. They are tearing her ass up and on the media. Even the Republicans are destroying her.
Because some of the stuff, I don't know who did it. I mean, who wrote that speech for her? But there was no point of talking about sex trafficking, something that happened 20 years ago in a different country, not even our country, just happened to be our person that was brought over. but that has nothing to do with President Biden. You know, like, so it was a poor job. The part that I feel badly is nobody is ever going to forget that rebuttal, and not in a good way, unfortunately. Exactly. Something that happened this week that I thought was great with Biden, he actually discussed a piece of it during the State of the Union, was trying to get, so we have this real estate program problem that we all know. We don't have enough inventory. And he was talking about giving a $400 a month credit to new home buyers, so that they that would kind of counteract the interest rate until the interest rate comes down. Now, the other problem we're having is that a lot of home buyers that would like to get into bigger homes, you know, their family's growing or whatever, they're staying in their starter homes. So there's even lower inventory. And he put into place a $10,000 tax credit for those people who are in the starter homes, who are willing to free up that inventory and move on to a new house. So I thought, that's great. That'll kind of get the economy going. I liked that. He signed a package to fund so that we don't close the government down. I don't know if it's for the rest of the year or we keep doing it 3 months by 3 months. I don't know why we just don't come in and knock it out of the park. I mean, it's just not worth it. It is more work. We can't even get them to do anything new.
Because we have no unity in our partisanship. There's because you're Democrat or Republican means we can't have unity. That is what President Biden is really trying to bring together. He's trying to be like, I can still work with you even though we have different parties. We're still all Americans. And people keep forgetting that. They keep forgetting that we're Americans.
It's ridiculous, though. By them having to do this, by us having our budget on fire every 2 months, that's what they're concentrating on instead of fixing it. And then do some other work. Do some of the other things that we need actually done. But that's Biden. Trump actually posted a $91.6 million bond. E. Jean Carroll has no access to that money until the appeal is out. It has been completed, but he did make the bond. It looked like he was having some trouble, but not so much. I also saw this week, I'm sure you did too, that one of his employees is talking about how, like, the government was at the door, so to speak, looking for the documents, and he was actually having them loading onto a plane and brought to New Jersey. We'll see actually what happens with that, and we'll see how that poor guy makes out. Let's see if we see him next month.
You just said that Trump paid it. Trump paid the $91 million.
For defamation. Yeah,
91 seems to be his going number, don't it?
I know. Very quick, Flame. I didn't even pick up on that until you said it. Did you see that he had the Hungarian prime minister in? He's like buddy-buddy with Putin. And he has him, like, to dinner at his house. And the stupid fool is maybe he's not a stupid fool. Maybe he was told to. He's bragging that if Trump gets in, they're not going to give a nickel to Ukraine. Crazy. And then the last on him, I saw that Judge Scott McAfee threw out 6 counts for him and his co-defendants on the documents case. I think what's happening is, from what I'm hearing or picking up, is that I think he's trying to tighten the case. I have a feeling he's not going to get rid of Fannie Willis. He's going to let her stay on, and he's trying to just tighten the scope of what we can actually go after, because some of this stuff is so big and far reaching, right? So let's get him on what we can get him on. That's what I didn't take it necessarily as a negative, but there's not a lot of information out on it yet. I don't know if you've heard anything.
I've seen it. I know what they're trying to do. They're just trying to make this out so that Fannie Willis can't have no power in this, because now they see that they got a bulldog and they came back her down. It is all the underplay for the overplay for me, Bobby, but I hope they do not remove her from the case, because if they remove her from the case, it's going to send a message out that anybody who comes after us, we can get you. So I hope that they do not remove her from the case for that reason and that reason alone.
I don't think, well, we'll have to see, but I don't think they're going to. I don't know. I wish she had just disclosed the relationship in the beginning, but she didn't. So there's no point in going back, because I think it would have been a blip. I don't think anybody even would have talked about it. They're just desperate to find anything, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to complain, you know, anything that they possibly can to drag it out. But that's all I had for the week. I don't know if you had anything, anything you want
to
add?
Listen, Bobby, I am very glad that we are winding down to season 4. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for getting all these topics together. Thank you, Mr. Howard, for always briefing us before the show and after, because we couldn't do it without you, Aaron. And ladies and gentlemen, just catch me on the road. You can follow Bobby. Where can they follow you at, Bobby?
I am at Bobby Clifford on Facebook and Clifford Bobby on Instagram.
And I am Flame Monroe on all social media platforms. I still do Coffee Time on YouTube in the morning. I would like for you guys to like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to see me live this Saturday, which is the 16th, I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, March 29th at 30th. I'll be in Chicago at the Chicago Laugh Factory. Get your tickets at the website or go to the box office. And April 26th and 27th, I will be in Killeen, Texas at Twice as Funny Comedy Club. Also, May the 10th, I'm showcasing for Netflix as a Joke here at the Elysian Theater. But you can look at all my social media for that. We did get the new fans in. And just thank you guys for rolling with us. It wasn't a big political week this week, so we don't have a whole lot of politics to hit you with, which is not even a bad thing, because that means next week we probably have to triple up.
I know. So it'll
be safe. Be safe. Be registered to vote. Make sure that you are registered to vote, and make sure that you get up and utilize your responsibility as an American citizen to do just that. Vote. Because here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Absolutely terrible. Some of y'all wasting y'all time, man. No, I'm just joking. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you all. Have a fantastic week.
Bye.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.